You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And it's Victory Monday, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast and Network, your team every day. Matt Derry with you on this Monday, October 26th, into Tuesday, October 27th. Lions a winner yesterday in Atlanta, 23-22, in what was a miraculous comeback, a Matthew Stafford-led comeback with about a minute to go, going 75 yards. And the Lions sit at 3-3. What does it all mean? We'll get into it today. Talk about everything from yesterday's game. But first, we're brought to you by our friends at Pepsi. This football season is different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day. No matter how you watch this season, Pepsi is a refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans that are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi made for football watching. Plenty to talk about on the program today. As always, on a Monday, we get into the Pro Football Focus grades. Who were the top five highest graded offensive players highest rated defensive players? We'll tell you that today and what ProFootballFocus.com thinks of what the Lions did yesterday in Atlanta. Also, Matt Patricia and Matthew Stafford spoke to Albert Breer from Monday Morning Quarterback about the fourth quarter yesterday, the end of the game, and what this football team did in order to get over the hump, but the decision-making that was made at the end of the game. And we'll talk about that as well. I want to look at the standings a little bit. I want to do an overview of where I feel this team is right now. We're going to get to the crossover later on in the week. We'll have a very special Colts insider join us on Wednesday. You can follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y, my last name, Speaks. Also at Locked On Lions and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. I'm not going to sit here and try and downplay this win yesterday. Was it an impressive win? No. All right? So now you're probably going, oh, see, he's already downplaying it. Here's the thing. The NFL and the NFC, to be exact, and if you watched Seattle and Arizona last night, like the Seattle Seahawks were an undefeated football team going into last night, and they lost to Arizona in overtime. The Seattle Seahawks are 5-1. I think they're a good football team. They've got arguably the best quarterback in the game, the MVP. Russell Wilson's amazing. DK Metcalf. Did anybody see Justin Lockett? He had like 16 catches last night. They got a really good football team. The Seattle Seahawks cannot stop anybody. All right? The Lions defense over the last couple of weeks, no matter if you are going to buy into it or not, or go, they play Jacksonville and Atlanta. Give me a break. If you watch Seattle play defense, they're terrible. They've given up 172 points their first six games. You look at this NFC, all right? All these teams are ahead of the Lions. Seattle, Green Bay, the Bears, Tampa Bay, Arizona, New Orleans, the Rams, the 49ers, and then the Lions. The Lions are 3-3. They have a point differential of -9. They're not even in the positives yet. This Sunday, they play Indianapolis. This will be a good test at Ford Field to see if this football team is for real. I said last week going into the Falcons game that they got to win this football game. They've got to show they can put back-to-back wins together. They can string wins together. Get to 500 if we want to have a real conversation about where this team is. They blew the opener against the Bears. They really should be 4-2, but they're not. They have yet to win a home game. They've played four games on the road, four of their first six on the road. They're actually 3-1. It's home where they blow 0-2 with losses to the Bears. And, of course, the Saints game, I mean, other than having a 14-0 lead, New Orleans dominated that football game. But I'm not going to sit here and wreck the Lions after yesterday. They did not play a good team. They, in stretches of that game, did not play well. They were handed a few gifts by Raheem Morris. The fourth down call to go for it instead of taking the points. The end of the game, not kneeling on the football a few times and getting their kicker out there to kick the game-winning field goal. Giving the Lions and Matthew Stafford the ball back with a minute to go and a chance to win was a major, major mistake by Raheem Morris. But we're sitting 6 weeks in with 10 to go. 7 weeks in. 10 to go. And the Lions are in the conversation at 3-3. Now, are the Lions always in the conversation except for last year? Yeah. Yeah, usually. You know, Fox always puts up that graphic like in week 15, 16. In the conversation. In the hunt. We're sick of that. But this team has showed marked improvement over the last 2 weeks. Again, consistency is all we are looking for, and victories. And with the schedule after the Colts game this Sunday, featuring the likes of the Redskins, WFT, the Washington football team, the Panthers, the Texans, the Bears. Bears have a good defense. Lions should have beaten Chicago. Right? Are the Lions playing Tampa later in the year? Are the Lions playing the Rams? No. San Francisco? No. Seattle? No. Green Bay? Yep, one more time. At home. Bears again? One more time. Arizona? They already beat the Cardinals. Cardinals are 5-2. Look at the Lions beating a winning team on the road. I'm just making a point. They're in the conversation and they're playing better. Am I calling for this team to go on this long run? No, not necessarily. But they're playing for the coach. They're playing together. They rallied back yesterday. They've got a good kicking game. And the defense has made improvements over the last 2 weeks. We're seeing different looks blitzing. We're seeing different looks up front. We're seeing better tackling. We're seeing strip sacks the last 2 weeks. Can you even believe it? 2 weeks in a row, Trey Flowers in Jacksonville, Romeo Okwara in Atlanta. Turnovers being created by edge rushers. I mean, pinch me. Is this a dream? It's a miracle. Did Matt Patricia coach his best football game as a Lion yesterday? I want to get into that when we come back. Following this word from our friends at both Pepsi and Rock Auto. All right, we've told you about Pepsi and it being, you know, you don't have to play the game, you just got to watch the game. But this football season is different. Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch this season. So tonight, if you're going to watch the Monday Night Football game and check out Monday Night Football, take a little break from baseball or whatever that you're doing. I don't even remember who's playing tonight. Oh, Bears. Sorry. Bears and Rams. You're going to watch the Bears and root against them, right? Crack open a Pepsi. Have some snacks with it. It's the refreshment you need to power through Monday Night Football and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. Passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out the latest football watching content from Pepsi. Also, we want to tell you about our friends at rockauto.com. You're looking to buy auto parts and you want to go to the store? Why? Unfortunately, COVID cases are spiking. So what we got to do is we got to stay home or mask up or whatever it is. But you don't want to go through that hassle. What you want to do is go to rockauto.com. Convenient, self-service, whatever you need on the internet to get auto parts for your car or truck. It's incredible. Fuel pump assemblies, control modules for your engine, brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, new carpet, whatever. You can get it all at R-O-C-K, rockauto.com. They're a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They got all that you need and great prices. That's the best part. They're always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On, L-O-C-K-E-D-O-N, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. So today, Albert Breer took over for Peter King last year in writing the Monday Morning Quarterback feature, long, you know, form column at SI.com. And it's actually very good. And we're going to get to the PFF grades in a second, but I want to get into something. So on the bus ride to the airport last night, Breer got a hold of Matt Patricia and put him on the phone and said, what were you thinking at the end of the game yesterday or today when the Falcons were going to go in for what appeared to be the go-ahead score with a minute to go? And Todd Gurley, who, of course, after the game said he was sick over what he did and he made a mistake and he should have slid down at the one-yard line, all of those things. Now, Will Harris tried to tackle Todd Gurley, which is even as stupid as what Gurley did. But Patricia was asked by Albert Breer, did you watch the Penn State game the night before? Did you have an idea that you were going to let them score? When did you come up with that decision? Patricia said, quote, it all goes back to the 2011 Super Bowl. It's something that we've always had in our defense. If you recall that year when the Giants beat the Patriots, there was a second and goal with less than a minute to go, and New England let Ahmad Bradshaw go through the line and into the end zone, and he scored a touchdown. Giants led 21-17, but the Patriots did get the ball back with Tom Brady, but did not come back. Of course, the Lions did come back yesterday and win the football game, which, you know, was a miracle in its own right, because normally things like that do not happen for the Lions. It was situational football. Lions got the ball back, trailed by six, scored the touchdown, got the extra point, and won the football game. And, you know, basically, Patricia said, we knew what we were going to do at the end of the game and actually slowed it down a little bit. We were dialed in. We knew what we wanted to do on the last play, etc. But here's my question. Matt Patricia has done a below average or bad job as Lions head coach. There's no arguing that. He's now 12-25-1 in 2.5 seasons as coach. That's not good. But if we're going to try to give him credit for something, it's that he didn't screw up the football game as badly as Raheem Morris did yesterday for the Falcons. And Patricia did have the foresight to tell his players, and he says he has one word that they use. It's like a key word that they use, to not tackle and not try and let the other team score. Morris, of course, didn't tell his players, or at least told Todd Gurley and he forgot, whatever. It's a bad look for Atlanta. But Matt Patricia did a good job yesterday. Matt Patricia's defense did enough to get the win. Matt Patricia called for the red flag to challenge that there were 12 Falcons on the field late in the game. It worked. He had his punter go up to the line of scrimmage to stall. There was a lot of good things that Matt Patricia did yesterday, including that call at the end of the game. Now, you look back and you go, all right, 2018, he took Bill Belichick and the Patriots behind the woodshed, and the Lions got their first win of that season, and they were partying like it was 1999 in the locker room afterwards. Only they went on to win five more games and finish 6-10. But yesterday you saw a team that had their stuff together at the end of the game, that made the right decisions, that did a good job with their timeouts, did a good job with their challenges, put Matthew Stafford in the right position to go down the field and win. Now, stupidity did come in the play at the end when Agnew, Marvin Jones, Amendola are all on the field celebrating the tying touchdown with their helmets off. Not a good move. And they called the unsportsmanlike conduct on Amendola. And if you watch Detroit, if you go to DetroitLions.com, you'll see TJ Hawkinson mic'd up, and you see Stafford telling Amendola, put your helmet back on. What are you doing? So at least Stafford knew. But Matt Patricia coached a good game yesterday. Again, no one's crowning him. No one's giving him votes for coach of the year. Now, this Sunday, you're going up against Phillip Rivers, who you beat last year, and the Colts. Do it again. Keep this train moving. You're coming home. Indianapolis has a good team. They're going to be on a bye week, off a bye week. They've had 2 weeks to prepare for you. They've got some injuries. You know, Marlon Mack's out for the year. The Colts linebacking crew's been a little bit banged up. Darius Leonard's been out. I'm assuming he'll be back. Find a way to win. They've got some young corners over there. You pick on a guy like Rock Ya-Sin with Kenny Galladay. And you get to 4-3. You have to play better, a lot better this week than you played this past week against a now 1-6 Falcons team. But regardless, Matt Patricia did a heck of a job yesterday. We bash him as much as anybody on this podcast. But yesterday, well, it was a well-coached game, other than the play calling in the second half by Daryl Bevel. So I guess that can go under the Patricia umbrella. This team was way, way too conservative yesterday in the second half against the 31st ranked pass defense in the NFL. What did Pro Football Focus think of some of the Lions' performances? We will tell you about that. We'll do it next, right here on Locked On Lions. All right, so PFF grades are out. The highest graded Detroit Lions offensive player was Kenny Galladay. No surprise, a six catch performance over 100 yards receiving. He received a 90.3, tied with teammate Matthew Stafford. So Stafford and Galladay, the highest rated Lions on offense with 90.3 grades. Coming in third, batting third, T.J. Hawkinson, 74.2, the game-winning touchdown. Frank Ragnow at a 72.8, did a pretty nice job on Grady Jarrett yesterday and got the job done. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He did well. I don't know how many snaps he played, but Isaac Nauta was the fifth highest Lion with a 69.6. Okay. Taylor Decker, 67.9. DeAndre Swift, 66.8. So there were some good grades there for the offense. The defense is starting to come around the last couple of weeks. Romeo Okwara had an 89.6 PFF grade yesterday. Two sacks, forced fumble. Starting to play well. He had a very good 2018, got a two-year contract, and then I don't know what happened to him last year. Was nowhere to be found. But this year, he's been fantastic. He's been pretty darn good. Leads the team now with four sacks. Deshaun Hand, second, 82.2. Danny Shelton, 77.4. Trey Flowers, 75.7. And Tracy Walker, 70.8. Four of the top five Lions on the defensive line. Jacksonville and then Atlanta yesterday. Unable to run the football against the Lions. All of a sudden, pretty decent front. And this week we'll see Jonathan Taylor, the rookie from Wisconsin, running the football for Indianapolis. Colts do a lot of play action with Rivers. They use their tight ends. Including Jack Doyle, who's had a bit of a fumbling issue this year. But, man, it's starting to come together a little bit. I'm not going to go crazy. They still have holes on this defense. There's still issues. But if they can start getting this type of play from their defensive line, that will seep through the rest of the defense. And it'll be a nice snowball effect on the positive side. We'll see. Marvin Jones Jr., by the way, I didn't say this, had a 69.6. He was the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th highest graded Lions offensive player. All right, that'll do it for Locked On Lions for this Monday, October 26th. A victory Monday. Enjoy it, Lions fans. 3-3. Schedule was murder at the start of the year. Colts, this Sunday, a CBS 1 o'clock game. I have not seen yet who's going to call that game. We'll get you that tomorrow, right here on Locked On Lions. See you.